You are listening to the Courtship Code podcast, where we use a combination of psychology, spirituality, and matchmaking industry techniques to help you to level up your love life. And I'm your host, relationship coach and author, Zara J. Don't forget to join us in our women's only Facebook group, Captivating Courtship Code, where you're able to continue the discussion, post questions for peer support, and also get free content and resources. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. And thanks for listening. It's a captivating month. And a captivating month is an exciting time over here at Captivating Courtship, because not only is it a time where we're booking captivating sessions to get you clear on your love blocks and where you want to go in your love life, but it's also a time where we open up doors to the Captivating Courtship Code group coaching program with limited spaces. And we also offer our most flexible payment options for the year. Now, these doors are only temporarily open. So if you've been listening to the podcast or following on social media or subscribe to the email list, and you've been on the fence about whether or not you should enroll in coaching and really make the commitment to commit to your love life, then this is your sign. Simply go to captivatingcourtship.com/coaching and read everything that you need to know about the Captivating Courtship Code coaching program. Then make sure that you click apply and complete the application to coaching. Now, once you apply to coaching, you'll be sent an email that will have your red flag assessment, and you're going to bring that score with you to your captivating session. And on that call, we're going to get crystal clear about where you currently are in your love life, where you want to be in the next 12 months, and what exactly is holding you back. And if you seem like the perfect fit for the Captivating Courtship Code coaching program, then you're going to be invited to join. Now, this is an opportunity for high-achieving women who feel a lot of relationship anxiety and feel very uncertain or clear about how to achieve their relationship goals, but you know that you value personal development, you know that you value your love life, and you know that you desire to be married or in a committed relationship as a part of your legacy. If that sounds like you, then I'm going to help you to create a customized, tailored match game plan to teach you how to attract compatible men for commitment in less time. Now, if that sounds like something that you're ready to do, go to captivatingcourtship.com/coaching before doors close to the Captivating Courtship Code coaching program. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to talk to you on your captivating session. Hey, welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code podcast. And I'm so happy to have you with me today, because today we're going to be talking about how to attract emotionally available men. Now, just to give you a heads up, we are right now in a captivating month, which is an enrollment period for the Captivating Courtship Code Group coaching program. This is a time where we open up not only the doors to the program, but we also offer flexible payment options for those of you who are ready to join but might need a little bit more flexibility in being able to invest in this part of your love life. You just go to captivatingcourtship.com/coaching in order to complete the coaching application and to book a call. Now, after you complete the booking application and you book a call, you will be led to the red flag assessment. You'll receive an email that sends you the red flag assessment, and that red flag assessment will help you to assess where exactly you are in your love life, and you bring that score with you to your call. Well, also you can send me an email or a DM to let me know what your score is, but you bring that score with you to the call. And on the captivating session, what we'll do is we'll get very clear on where you currently are in your love life, where you want your love life to be in the next 12 months, and what exactly is holding you back. And then by having that score and by getting some clarity on your love life, we'll be able to assess if the program or what option from Captivating Courtship is the best next steps for you. So if you are joining, this is the time to do it. Also, it's important for me to add in here that right now we are opening up to the doors for the program for a select few amount of women who are ready to join at the current investment rate as we're preparing for 2022. Can't believe that's going to be the year 2022. But as we are preparing for 2022, there are going to be some changes to the program, including the investment rate. So, you know, whether it's just the time that you're looking to meet someone, or you're just ready to make some real changes in your love life. Maybe you've been listening to this podcast for the past 6 months or the past year, and you're ready to take some steps forward. You need to take this opportunity, because once we hit our cap for women in the program, we will not be letting any more women in. For the next year, I have decided that I only want to work with 30 women at a time. I think right now in the program we have about 27 or 28, but some women will be leaving the program and then some will be joining. But as far as first time enrollees, because we do allow alumni to stay in the program if they decide to, but for those who are first time going through the program, I'm only going to work with 30 women a year in our Captivating Courtship Code Group Coaching Program. And that's because I really value being able to have that intimate connection with my clients, being able to really understand them, their patterns, how to best support them. And I want to be able to do it on an even greater level in 2022 with just some new coaches we're bringing into the program. Some, we know we've revamped and updated the course curriculum, and just some other features that I want to be able to bring into the coaching program. And I only want to work with a select amount of women who are very serious and very focused about moving their love life forward, or attracting a partner, or getting engaged, or getting married, whatever that personal goal is for you. I only want to work with women who are 100% dedicated to breaking their patterns and transforming their love life. And for some women, that could simply be just them getting past certain milestones in their love life that they just haven't been able to break on their own, or stop feeling anxious, stop feeling unworthy, understand how to attract men and court from a very healthy place. And this is what the program does. It's been proven. We have proven results. We track our results with data, not just when it comes to marriages and engagements, but also just overall transformation. We track all of that. And we do that partially through our red flag assessment. So as we're preparing for the new year, I'm very, very clear and intentional about how I want to support my program, the women in the program, how I want to elevate the program. And I can only do that if I'm working with a smaller group of women. So we are limiting next year to only 30 women, but we're opening up those doors now for the last quarter of the year. Now, after the Captivating Month is over, we will not be offering the flexible payment plans, which is a 12-month payment plan anymore, or the current investment rate. But until those last 10 spots fill, we will be letting women into the program, and then we will be closing it and only letting women in as other women leave, and kind of just here or there sprinkling new women into the program. So if this is something that you desire to do, now is the time to join. So let's go ahead and get into the episode. So today we're going to be talking about how to attract emotionally available men. And I'm going to be breaking down several things for you. The first thing I'm going to be breaking down for you is for you to understand the four different types of men. And I'm not going to go too deeply into that this episode, but I'm going to share with you a little bit about that. And perhaps on a future episode, I will dive a lot deeper into this. But we're going to be talking about the four different types of men. Then I'm also going to be talking about the five things that you need to focus on and that you need to do in order to attract emotionally available men. And then I'm also going to be sharing with you how you can shift this now. So the first thing, right, when we talk about attracting emotionally available men, is that you have gotten to a place where you have decided that you're ready for love, or you're ready for a relationship, you're ready for marriage, but you're really struggling with feeling uncertain if that's actually possible, because maybe you tend to attract emotionally unavailable men, or you look at the relationships around you, maybe they're very unhealthy, or your girlfriends or your family members haven't had much luck in the love department, and it's really discouraging for you. Like, you don't have proof that these types of men exist. So for you, it's very difficult for you to believe that one is actually exists and available for you. So part of this issue right here is that you're already in a belief deficit where you don't actually believe that it's possible. So in order to even get into a place, like before anything happens, to in your love life, when you're talking about transforming your love life or attracting a happy, healthy relationship, the first thing that you're going to have to do is actually make the decision that this is what you want and commit to it. And in order to really make that decision, you're going to have to start to believe that it's even possible. Now, there's lots of ways to reprogram that and to open you up for that, because that is going to be one of the biggest parts of doing the work. When you talk about doing the inner work, is really fixing and reprogramming your mindset and your belief system around relationships and men and what's available to you. But that has to exist. Like, you cannot attract an emotionally available man if you do not believe they exist. You cannot attract a happy, healthy relationship if you do not believe that they exist, or if you do not believe that one is available to you. You cannot start doing the things that's needed to be done in order for you to show up differently to attract the type of man that you want if you haven't made the decision that this is what you want. So you have to fully commit and make the decision that you want to attract an emotionally available man, and that this is something that you're going to do, that that's what you want. You're not going to settle for less, and this is something that you desire. So once you've made that decision, right, you've made the decision, you want to, you know, find a partner, you want to have a relationship, you want to get engaged, you want to get married, whatever that next milestone, relationship milestone is for you, then it's important for you to understand the four types of men that you're going to be coming across as you are going through your relationship journey. And I need to say that you're going to be coming across, because just like when you think about a fairy tale, or you think about any childhood myth or folk tale or anything that you've heard over time, right? You have these characters who are on this journey, and on the journey, they're going to encounter all different types of trolls and knights and, you know, different, just different encounters, right? You might have, with the Wizard of Oz, you have Dorothy, and she comes across, you know, the lion, and she comes across the Tin Man, and she comes across the Scarecrow, right? So you're going to come across different types of men on your journey, but who you attract is who you really magnetize towards. So it's not that these men will never come into your space, but you have to know who to give your time and your attention to. And actually, on today's coffee chat on Mondays in our coaching community, I go live directly in our private student community. So on Thursdays is when we do our weekly group coaching calls, where everyone comes in on Zoom, Q&A style, ask questions, engage, everything that needs to be done to help, you know, give you that laser coaching. But then on Mondays, I go live directly in our Facebook group and answer any questions, and it's just solely just me on video. But today I gave a really great analogy that was very helpful for some of the women in the program, as far as understanding the three types. So there we talked about the three types of men when it comes to like navigating courtship or commitment, or who's commitment ready. So it's a little bit different than this particular list when you're talking about like men as far as their emotional state. But even then, I talked about like there are different types of men, and you have to understand that, because if you don't understand that there are different types of men, then you're going to just lump them all the same, or you're going to focus on the wrong ones because you're assuming that they're like the right ones, and that's just not the case. So putting the commitment ready men aside, or the men who will try to say that they're commitment ready, oftentimes you need to know the difference when it comes to men and their emotional states, because all men aren't in the same emotional state, and they're in very different places. And when you lump them all together, or you go through a bad experience and you assume that every man is going to be just like that, then that means that your boundaries, your values, your clarity, your vision of love will be very blurry, because you assume that every man is going to be like the man that came before him. So you're not going to know who to walk away from, if this man is a man that you should be giving your time to, if he's a man that you should divest from. So when we talk about the four different types of men when it comes to emotional availability, the first one is a man who's actually emotionally available. And this is something that is important when you're talking about a commitment ready man. He has to be emotionally available, which means that he's able to express himself. He's able to communicate with you at a higher level. He's able to be compassionate towards you. He's able to be invested in your feelings and really be able to be present with you all of that is very important. He's emotionally sound. He's emotionally healthy. You know, he's not highly reactive. He's very reflective. He understands how to connect with you. He's open to receiving your emotions. He's open to, and not your toxic, highly emotionally reactive emotions, because you also have to be emotionally available. And this is something that's very, very important, is how you're showing up, right? Because if you want to attract an emotionally available man, you need to be an emotionally available woman. But when a man is emotionally healthy, then he's able to receive you as a woman. He's able to communicate with you. He's able to hold space for you as well. He's able to support you, and he's able to respond to you. He's able to handle conflict from a higher place. And most of all, he's able to also be very preventative and proactive when it comes to emotions and the emotional well-being of you and the relationship. So that's very important, right? So the first type of man is a man who actually is emotionally available. Now, the second type is the man that's emotionally unavailable. Now, just because a man's emotionally unavailable doesn't make him a bad man. It also doesn't mean that he's unhealthy or that he's toxic or that he has a bunch of emotional wounds. It may not be that. He could just be in a space where he could be in his harvesting season. He could be in a space where he's not looking to commit, or he's not looking for the emotional aspects of a relationship. Maybe he just wants to just like have, you know, some type of relationship with a woman that's rather friendly or casual, and he just wants to focus on investing in his life and moving his life forward and advancing. He's not commitment ready. And that is why in the Captivating Courtship Code, in the coaching program, we provide you with a commitment ready checklist so you can kind of understand where a man is and know how to assess that before you get fully invested into that relationship. But the emotionally available man, is that's important for you to understand where he is so that you're not overly investing in that relationship or just simply wasting time with a man who's not able to actually be emotionally present and be emotionally available for you. Now, the third one is the toxic man. And a lot of times women will confuse toxic men with emotionally unavailable, and a man doesn't have to be toxic to be emotionally unavailable. Emotionally unavailable just means that he's not in a place where he can connect with you emotionally. He's not very open to receiving any type of emotional connection. He's also not ready to actually move the relationship forward and commit to the relationship. But that doesn't make him toxic, okay? When you're talking about a man who's toxic or unhealthy or narcissistic, that is a completely different type of man. That man is putting out energy that is harmful, that is toxic, that is painful for you emotionally, okay? He is intentionally doing things or withholding an emotional connection or being slightly abusive with it. So it's very different from a man that's just simply not emotionally present or available. And then you have the unhealed man. Now, a man who's unhealed and has a lot of emotional wounds can be confusing to a woman who is also unhealed and has a lot of emotional wounds, or a woman who doesn't know what a commitment ready man looks like. And a lot of women who have the love me pattern tend to attract these types of men. So a man who is just unhealed, again, that doesn't make him toxic just because he's unhealed. That also doesn't make him emotionally available, because a man who is unhealed, he will tend to show up in a way where it's codependent. He will show up in a way where he's kind of using you as his therapy session or his big comfy couch. He likes to talk about his problems. He always comes to the relationship with a lot of problems, a lot of wounds, a lot of my ex this, my ex that, a lot of pain and things that are unresolved. That man is emotionally unhealthy. Now, once he heals, he could become the emotionally available man. But at this point, he is emotionally unavailable, but he's more importantly, he's unhealthy, okay? He's unhealed. I'm not going to say unhealthy, but he's unhealed, okay? So he has to go through his healing. He has to go through whatever things he needs to work through in order to be emotionally available and present for you. Because
it's not just about you being a support system and meeting his emotional needs. You need a man that's also able to open up and meet your emotional needs as well. And the confusing thing about an unhealed man is that he will talk about his emotions. He will talk about his feelings. He will be vulnerable with you, but it's all about wounds. It's all about hurt. It's all about pain. It's all about things where, you know, he's kind of the victim in his life in a lot of ways, where he still has a lot of healing to do. So you don't want to confuse an unhealed man with an emotionally available man, because then you'll highly invest into that unhealed man thinking that because he's expressing himself or he's talking about his past or he's talking about his hurt and his pain, that he's emotionally available. But let me just explain the difference. Him being unhealed means that you're not being emotionally supported, which then starts to feel draining for you. It starts to feel as though you're always holding space and being a support system for him, and he's not able to provide that for you. It's not balanced. It doesn't feel secure. You don't feel fully valued or validated in that relationship. So it feels very one-sided. Versus when you are with an emotionally available man, it feels mutual, it feels flowing, and it's balanced. So that is the difference in those. So I hope that you took notes and that you understand that. And if you want to hear more about this, and this is a topic that you want me to provide a future podcast on, then just send me a DM on Instagram at Zara J Captivating Courtship, or send me an email and just let me know that this is something that you would love for me to continue to talk about. So when we talk about you attracting an emotionally available man, there are five things that I would know. There's lots of other parts for you to work on, and for you, how you have to show up as a woman, because I'm a big, big advocate for your vibes and the law of attraction and the energy that you put out and how you're radiating as a woman, what that attracts back into your circle. And you may be thinking, oh, but I am very positive and I think I'm a good woman and I think that I put out good vibes. But it's very much an energy thing, and it's very much that what you're putting out on an energetic level when it comes to your self-worth and how you feel and how you're showing up and your emotional availability and your communication and your connection, all of those things that creates this magnetic field around you for emotional availability. But when we talk about some shifts that you can start to make, I wrote down five things, and I have five things for you today for you to start to consider. So the first thing, first and foremost, is that if you want to attract an emotionally available man, you need to focus on commitment-ready men. I cannot emphasize this enough. And if you don't know what a commitment-ready man looks like and how he shows up, you need to be in coaching, because that is a game changer and it is a life changer for you. It will save you so much time, so much unnecessary heartbreak, and it is going to be the fastest path for you to be able to manifest the type of relationship that you desire. So you have to get locked in on what a commitment ready man is. But that is the first thing that you have to shift. If you want to attract an emotionally available man, you need to focus on commitment ready men. The second thing is you need to focus on being present, being more heart than head, being more. And when I say heart, I don't mean being super emotionally attached or unhealthily attached emotionally. I mean just understanding how to lean more into your body and what you're feeling and less into your head and your overanalyzing, overthinking masculine energy. So you have to learn to be present, not be so future focused and so outcome focused and not be in a space where you're so fearful of the past, but really understanding how to embody presence. And when you are being present, and then when you're connecting with the man, you're going to make it safe for him to open up, which actually leads to number three, is learning to create space in the relationship in order for him to come towards you and in order for you to be more in a space of your nurturing energy and less in your mothering energy. Now, I have a great video for this. You can go to my IGTV on Instagram and search through my videos, and you can find a video on mothering versus nurturing. But that is a great video to help you to understand the difference in those two energies. And a lot of women think that they're being nurturers when they're really being motherers, which is more of a wounded masculine energy. Not saying if you're a mother, I'm a mother too. So it's not saying that if you're a mother that you're masculine or that that's a bad thing to be. Of course, being a mother is the greatest blessing ever. But that nagging energy, when we think about mothering, we're thinking about nagging, controlling, you know, kind of hovering, having to guide and raise and all of that. You're not trying to raise your man. You want to be his woman, not his mother. So if you're showing up in a more mothering type of energy and not that captivating queen energy, not that beautiful feminine nurturing energy, then you're not going to create the space that allows him to feel safe to open up to you, okay? And the fourth thing is you really learning how to manage your emotional reactions. This is big. Now, people get married all the time and into relationships that are highly emotionally unstable, where women are highly emotionally reactive, where men feel like they cannot fully open up to their wives. They cannot be honest and transparent with their wife. They cannot really express to their wife how they actually feel. And although those marriages exist and they can exist for a long time, those marriages typically are riddled with a lot of issues, whether that's cheating, whether that is just secrets and hiding, whether that is just inauthenticity and both parties feeling like they can't be fully authentic in their relationship. That is not the type of relationship you want. You want a happy one. You want a healthy one. You want a partnership. You want to feel good about your partner. And it's hard to do that if you are very emotionally reactive, because then they feel like they have to tiptoe around your emotions and they don't know how you're going to respond, or you're very unpredictable. They don't feel safe being open with you because they don't know what you're going to do or how you're going to react, or you're going to judge them or you're going to criticize them. So because you're so emotionally fragile, he cannot fully be himself with you. So learning how to manage your emotions, be a woman who is present, be a woman who creates space, be a woman who's in her feminine, be a woman who understands how to respond and not react. In coaching, we talk about this, we're referring to being on your throne. When you understand how to communicate and show up as a captivating queen from your throne, then you're going to be able to show up in a different energy that allows a man to be safe with you. He can understand and trust your reactions. And when he can trust your emotional reactions, he's going to have a higher trust in you. And especially during courtship and during the early phases of building this relationship, this is very, very powerful, because when a man can feels like he can trust you, he's going to feel like he can be himself with you, like he can actually really open up to you. And that's going to encourage him to want to actually commit to you. And I'm not talking about trust you because you don't go anywhere, you lack boundaries, or because you have this undying devotion and loyalty to a man who's not committed to you, who's not actually stepping up for you. We don't want that. That's unhealthy. We're talking about a man who is commitment ready, who is actually moving forward. That's the type of man that you want. So the fifth way for you to shift this to attract emotionally available men is for you to start leading at being the emotional leader, because we talk about this a lot in coaching. We actually had a conversation about this today, about what it means to be for a woman to be the emotional leader. But you showing up in a space of understanding and curiosity when you're engaging with a man, and less judgment. If you are in a space where you are judging, where you're being critical, again, that's that mothering energy. When you're showing up like that, a man's going to be more on guard, and he's not going to allow himself to be emotionally present with you. So you have to be a woman who leads with understanding and curiosity about who this man is. And when you set that type of tone and you're showing up in that type of energy, then he also will mirror that back and be understanding and curious about you as well as a woman. So it's just about you being the emotional leader and really setting the tone and setting the energy. But it all starts with a commitment ready man. If the man is not commitment ready, if he's not an emotionally available man, then it's not going to work. But you have to also be an emotionally available woman. If you're guarded and you're fearful and you have trust issues and you lack vulnerability and you're super anxious and overthinking and you're trying to control the process and you have all these other things going on with you, he's not going to feel as comfortable to attract you. And that's also the energy that you're putting out into the world that you're going to attract back. So you have to be in a space where you are present, you are emotionally open, you are a heartfelt woman, you are a feminine woman, and you're putting out those beautiful rays of light into the world and attracting a man back who also is operating on that same vibration. So last two things that I want to share with you before we wrap up this episode, and that is, the first thing is that when you're talking about making all these shifts and you being emotionally available as a woman, it's also important for you to understand that you cannot do this if you do not lay a clear, fresh, clean foundation when it comes to your love life. You have to clean your foundation. So if you're a woman between the ages of 26 and 46 and you've been out here, you know, you've maybe had a couple experiences, or maybe you've been married before, maybe you're now divorced, maybe you don't have any experience as far as an actual committed relationship, but you have had some type of dating or courtship experiences, maybe you've been hurt. You have to clear that out. Sorry, just taking a sip of my tea. But you have to clear that out. You have to lay a new foundation. You have to reprogram your mindset. You have to clear out your heart. You have to get to the root of why you're so closed off emotionally. You cannot expect a man to be the emotional leader in a relationship. It's not his job. If he's healthy, he's in his masculine. Yes, he's going to be emotionally available. Yes, he's going to be present with you. But it is your job to be the emotional leader and to set and maintain that tone. And if you're expecting the man to be the one to be vulnerable, be the one to open up all his emotions, be the one to provide all the affirmations, be the one to do everything, you're expecting a lot from this man. And it's this man that has to carry the burden, not just physically, like being the planner, the strategizer, the one to move the relationship forward, but he also has to be the one to set all the tones emotionally while you get to just kick back, do absolutely, I mean, in a sense, you don't need to do anything. So we do talk about that, how to not do anything and still attract the love and the commitment you want. But if you're not doing anything in the sense of you're emotionally reactive, you're needy, you're clingy, or you're combative, you're defensive, you have vulnerability issues, you have trust issues, you're super anxious, you're overthinking, you're more in your head than you are in your body, if you're bringing all of this stuff, but you expect him to be emotionally available and present, it doesn't work. You're either going to show up as the toxic one or the problematic one, or he's just going to kind of get out of there or not actually fully commit because the relationship doesn't feel safe and stable for him. He's not going to be able to see your value if you have all this stuff muddying it up, okay? So gotta lay a new foundation, and that's exactly what we do when you join Captivating Courtship Code Group Coaching Program. The first thing we do in module one is lay a new foundation. We work through a lot of layers, okay? So if you're going to join coaching, just know you need to come prepared to remove the layers, because we get those layers cleared out. That is one of the toughest modules for the women in the program to work through, because it requires you to actually sit down with yourself and get to the root of some things that you've probably been ignoring, some things you may be semi-conscious of, but you haven't actually gotten to the root of it. So we're not talking about counseling, we're not talking about therapy, which are all great and useful tools, but when you're talking about healing, you need to do the work, and that is what we help you to work through very intentionally in a program. Every single time the women come through the program and they enter the Captivating Courtship Code and they work through that module one, there's so much clarity, there's so much eye-opening information that starts to be revealed to them, and that level of awareness is what starts your transformation, and you experience that within just the first few weeks of joining coaching. So you need to lay a new foundation. But then we also, you know, in the program, we have module five, which module five focuses on you building connection and communication with men. So you understand how to be emotionally available, you understand how to communicate, you understand how to build healthy connection with the right type of man. So before I wrap up this call, I want to invite you to go to captivatingcourtship.com and complete our red flag assessment quiz, which will give you the results on, are you currently a captivating queen or a wounded princess? This is a free quiz. This is very similar to the one that we do when you apply to coaching, but the difference between this quiz and the coaching application quiz is that the coaching application quiz is more focused on the actual score, because we need that score in order to see if you're a good fit for the program, or so we can understand how we're going to support you in the program to decrease your score. But this quiz, like I said, it's very similar quiz, pretty much the same quiz, but for this quiz, it actually tells you, gives you a breakdown of, you know, what your profile is right now. Like, are you a captivating queen or are you a wounded princess? And it's going to tell you, based upon your score range, what things you need to focus on and shift, and what some of your issues or troubles, challenges, I guess you could say, are. So go to CaptivatingCourtship.com and you scroll down to the bottom of the page and you'll see that red flag assessment, and I invite you to go ahead and take it. So going to go ahead and wrap up this episode. I hope that you enjoyed it. And again, I want to invite you to be one of the women that joins the Captivating Courtship co-group coaching program before the last 10 spots are filled. And again, we won't be opening up any new spots until, you know, some women leave the program, then we'll open up a few spots at a time. But we're capping the program, we're limiting how many women we work with so that we can serve in 2022 in a greater capacity. And if you join now, you will have one of those spots for 2022, and you'll benefit not only from the current investment rate, but you'll also be able to benefit from all the things that we're going to be incorporating in the new year. So this is a time, because we just have limited spots, and I want you to be in the program. I want you to be one of the women. So go to CaptivatingCourtship.com/coaching and fill out the application, take the red assessment score, and then I'll look forward to speaking with you on a call soon. Have a great weekend.
If you've enjoyed this episode, then make sure you share it with family, friends, or any of your peers who may benefit from listening to the Courtship Code podcast. I'll be back next week with more tips to help you level up your love life. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. And until then, stay on code.